You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
I firmly believe that the kitchen is an incredible source of knowledge, and that you can't truly understand something you love until you try making it yourself. If you love beer, these truisms yield a glorious thing. Home brewing is something of a national passion, but I've never delved into it, mostly because there's so much great beer produced by people who know what they're doing. When home brewers I know offer a bottle, it often comes with a side of excuses, explaining what they think went wrong and how the next batch will be better. Brewer's pride runs deep. Still, I wanted to give home brewing a shot, and the Midwest Supplies Beer, Simply Beer, starter kit seemed perfect for a first-timer. The concept? Everything you need in one box so you can make 5 gallons of beer, complete with instructions to make it simple, for just $50. What could go wrong? Wired. First, note that everything is something of a misnomer. $50 does not get you one key piece of equipment, a kettle in which to boil the wort that will become your beer. I had a big pot, but if you don't, Midwest offers one for $40. You don't get bottles either, so figure another $30 for empties unless you collect and clean your own. Once I'd thoroughly read through the instructions and watched a few YouTube videos, brewing day went rather smoothly. I experienced only a couple of problems, the worst of which was my 5-gallon kettle wasn't quite big enough. It boiled over onto my stovetop. I ended up brewing in 2 pots side by side, which worked out fine. Making beer is far less complex than making wine, which I documented for Wired in 2008, where technology can be a great friend. To ferment beer, you simply put it in a big plastic bucket with yeast and 2 weeks later bottle the finished product. This is the messiest part of the operation, involving siphons and hoses and lots of spilling. After investing about 2.5 hours on brewing day and another 2.5 on bottling day, I ended up with 45 bottles of pale ale. Ignore the cost of the pot and the shipping, and that comes to about $1.78 per bottle. Future batches would, of course, be much more cost-effective. I was wholly expecting to screw it all up, but a month after brewing day, I cracked open a bottle and found it surprisingly drinkable. The beer possessed a nice foamy head, though this vanishes too quickly, and a flavor drawn from Cascade hops familiar to any fan of, say, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. It offered a pleasing balance of malt and hops in the body, and a finish I found quite bitter without being overwhelming. It's hardly an earth-shattering ale, but it's much better than Bud. I guess I'm a brewer now. Tired. My primary issue is the incredibly sloppy instructions. In fact, the kit includes 2 sets of instructions, and they don't always agree. How optional is secondary fermentation, given that you don't get a secondary fermentation? Pretty optional. How does the included hydrometer work, and why do you need? What about the bottle filler? And how does the included packet of oxygen wash sanitizer work? Given how critical cleanliness is to beer making, failing to include specific instructions for using sanitizer is a crazy oversight. Still, I seem to have stumbled through well enough, and Midwest's on-call brewmaster is there if you have questions. But a revamp of the brewing instructions as a pictorial guide with much finer detail would go a long way toward ensuring you don't screw up and make that month of waiting all the less stressful. All told, I'm quite happy with the knowledge gained from the process and moderately impressed with the beer, even though now all I really want is a Racer 5. Rating? 7 out of 10. Very good, though not quite great. This article posted by Christopher Null.